All right, everybody, I'd like to introduce our next presentation here at the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. We have Randy Buckamer from Legend.
Thank you, welcome. What I'd like to do is go fairly quickly through a deck, give you some basic information and allow a little more time for questions so we can zero in on particular areas of the presentation that you'd like to hear more on. Basic forward-looking statements, standard disclosures. A bit of the capital structure highlights the company. Effectively, we've been trading in the 22 to 25 cents over the last little while, as high as 30 cents, as low as 9 during the last year. Have about 153 million shares out. What's important there is about 14 million in warrants at 25 cents with about 10 and a half months life on them. We were looking to get those exercised at 25 cents. That would bring in about $3.4 million worth of additional working capital. Working capital, about $1.5 million. Insiders, about 15%. Friends of the insiders, closer to 30, 35%. And effectively, I'm just going to jump ahead to a schematic and come back to that other slide. What we addressed is the inherent start of the company was taking the problem that the grid has of delivering electrical energy to commercial buildings. And what happens is the grid voltage fluctuates significantly, second by second. And buildings were getting power surges, too low power, too high power, which adversely affected their buildings. It would ruin equipment. It would make maintenance costs go up. Life of equipment would be diminished. And costs of energy, et cetera. So we originally started out as an energy play had success at optimizing the voltage going into buildings, because no one does that from the utility. And what that means is that we addressed all the power issues on every appliance in the building. We found a level of success. We really were a test company trying to find a market because no one was doing what we're doing. And today we don't have a direct competitor. I'll talk about that a bit later. But on the schematic, you can see the inherent change in the delivery of electrical power is solar, there's battery, there's wind, and the production of that is very irregular, and that causes a lot of changes to the delivery system and to the power that actually goes in a building, hence our system that manages that. So what effectively we do is when power comes in the electrical room, we accept it, and we optimize it to the performance of all the different appliances in the building, all categories of electrical consumption of equipment, we call that an active power management category. Again, we created that category, and it's something that we built over the last number of years. Going back to that previous slide, it was just talking about average of 4 and 6.5% energy savings, affecting the maintenance, reducing the cost of maintenance of equipment, the life of the equipment, extending it, making sure that the quality equipment was better. We've had people have had electrical boards and things that they previously were repairing or replacing on a yearly basis. They put our equipment in. They're now finding the equipment's lasting 4 or 5 years. So significant improvement on the life of the equipment. We also have patents on our technology. I'll talk about that a bit later. But we do have over 350 systems in now. We had a new generation of product I'll talk about in a second that's really revitalized the company into an active power management leader. And we'll talk about some of the major accounts we have that we believe have major momentum for us. Talked about really two stages of the company. The company originally started with a company to really take the electrical consumption of buildings down and was an ROI play. In other words, what can you save me? What's your return on investment? And people looked at simple payback in years. They looked at window treatment. They looked at HVAC, things like that. And we found that that was not a compelling. It was a nice to have, but we weren't a have to have. We wanted to become a staple for every commercial building in North America. So the fundamental change was, a couple of years ago, we put about $20 million into development of a new product, whole new platform, and that was all done without any debt. Product has been well received. We had history of selling systems over the last 5 years. We met those numbers in the first 12 months of our new product going out, and we've been able to get the Department of Defense, we announced last quarter, their first LOI in order with us. The federal government, the GSA, I'll talk about that, is a significant opportunity for us. City of New York product is being well received, and it's performing really, really well. So the growth position, what I tell people is it's really a new organization over the last 2.5 years with a new product. Because when you create a category, you have to go out and make the market before you earn the right to sell. People don't know what the product is. There isn't an incumbent that you can go and say, we do this better or for less money. So we've created a lot of energy, no pun intended, to identify that we've got a significant product and that we've created a category, active power management, that is now spec'd into different RFPs and different things with the government. And effectively, we've met all the previous products' energy savings potential, but we've taken all the different power negative things that can happen to a building, where power is too high, too low, different things that happen on equipment in a building that adversely affect the performance of the equipment, and we optimize the power profile in the building. We have been spec'd into the City of New York. They announced about 9 months ago $4.3 billion of an electrification project over the next 5 years. Legend Power SmartGate product is spec'd in to that particular initiative. There's 800 schools. Some are going to be built new. Some are being replaced, the electrical room. Every one of those RFPs goes out with a SmartGate requirement. So we're really excited about that. We've also been dealing with the federal government. We went through a program to get the product tested. Out of 800 companies that submitted product, they picked 8, and we were one of the 8. And quite honestly, we had the tiniest balance sheet and the least impressive corporate presence of anybody that submitted. So it was a huge win for us. What that means, there's 7,000 buildings that the federal government of the U.S. is looking at a deployment schedule. We put a product into a border crossing in northern New York. We put a product into the William Clinton Building, downtown Washington. And from that, they're looking at small and the big building to compare. And they're going to be putting a deployment schedule multi-year with us incorporating smart gates. We think that's also a company maker. And that was announced a couple quarters ago. In addition, we've also worked with the GSA, or Green Proving Ground. So I talked about the group that looks at the federal government opportunities to improve. Awarded us the opportunity for SmartGate to be the electrical partner with them. And we're working with the GSA, General Services Association, and they do all the purchasing for all the other federal government agencies. So we're really excited about some of the opportunities we've had. Last quarter, we announced a deal with schools in New Mexico with an ESCO. ESCOs are companies that manage all your power and try to get energy savings, and they make their money on the gap of improvements. And they put our product into New Mexico schools. We're doing business with a bunch of the ESCOs. So we're really starting to get the resellers now to see and go, there's something here, we want to participate. The one thing we had to do starting out, we had to sell direct, because again, I always parallel it to a franchise. If you're a franchisor, you want to see a franchise that's working. You want to see a franchise that is compelling. We had to go direct, we had to make the market, and now we are working with resellers to help us there. So we're selling direct to the different markets you can see there, but what's important is we're now getting resellers. You take the City of New York and all the RFPs that we're involved with, those resellers do business throughout the world. They see the product working in the City of New York, they see the partnership working with Legend, and they're taking us into additional opportunities. So our goal is to build a reseller network and the ESCO network out, so we will not sell direct, and we will actually just be a best-in-class provider of product, sales knowledge, and innovative experience. What we're finding now is that the company has reached the stage, which is really exciting. A few years ago, is what does it do? We don't get that anymore. It's not, does it work? It's now, how will it impact my building? And we go through a process to help them evaluate their building and understand what we can do with it. As we look forward, we're really excited about where we are. I mean, we've got, again, federal government, City of New York, GSA, major, much companies, commercial buildings, schools. We've had the last 2 quarters record bookings. 2 quarters ago was a record, just under $3 million. Last quarter was a $3 million Department of Defense order. So we see continued growth. We see we should be in a situation this year. We can look a year out with our bookings and see where we're cash flow positive on the business we have going into the year. So again, really excited about that. When you look at the segments we're at, just to be clear, we look at the multifamily, we look at the commercial side. That's about a $5 billion market in North America, and people ask about the rest of the world. We'll get there, but we obviously have to build out a presence in North America first. We've got over 100 units in the multifamily. We're averaging over 5% energy savings, but more importantly, we're almost 100% elimination of voltage fluctuations in those buildings. And those were things that made escalators go down. Hopefully you've never been caught in one, but if you are, you appreciate how power can affect escalators and elevators, pump equipment, all kinds of things. And we've had great success with that. We also found with the new product that for every dollar of energy savings, we can save $2 in maintenance. So when they're looking at the value proposition and looking at different ways to improve buildings, we've had significant interest in obviously the savings of the maintenance. We also helped with the tenant experience. COVID was good for us from the perspective of safety equipment and things that people care about. It became more important when tenants were looking at buildings and where they would go and lease. Our equipment makes sure those safety equipment work. If they're not working, they're not doing anything for you. So that was another avenue from a tenant experience and the whole safety side, which helped to our value proposition. On the federal side, it's all about how do we make our buildings more efficient, more safe, how do we reduce our costs, how do we take our energy costs down. And as I said, we're in that market very, very strongly, about a $10 billion market in the U.S. And on the MUSH side, et cetera, there's a total market there, about $20 billion. Same thing looking at we're being specced into the City of New York. That was a 5.5-year process with the City of New York, just to put it in perspective. Pilots, trying out, working through. And at the same time, the same municipalities of Boston, Philadelphia, et cetera, were also involved in looking at it. And we see some quick expansion to those other regions. So from a customer perspective, we've had great success with the City of New York, their school system. They have a group called DCAS, Department of Citywide Administrative Services. They look after an additional 6 verticals besides the schools, and we are working with that same group to go through those additional verticals of hospitals, police, et cetera. And the GSA, as I said, really is, for me, the crown jewel since I've been with the organization, to go and have 800 submissions and that to be a chosen product for the federal government. And we're working with Oak Ridge Labs, which is one of the top 3 think tanks in the world. They're writing a paper on our technology based on the work with the GSA. And that's something that we'll be able to use as a sales tool with their logo. And they'll be talking about the performance that they received with the product in their locations. And what's great about that when you're a company creating a new market is third-party validation with the top 3 think tank for energy in the world. You can't buy that. That's something that we've earned and we're really excited about. You can see some of the other names. Some of those have 20-plus systems with us. There's many more that we have additional product with. The fundamental shift I've seen in the organization is the first sort of 3, 4, 5 years with the first product, average sale was in the $50,000 range, and now it's more in the $250 range. Deals that when we were seeing a deal for $100,000 5 years ago, that was a big deal. Now $2, $3 million orders. So we're getting acceptance. We're starting to see that growth, which is exciting. Last quarter, just taking a highlight so you can see where we've been. Margin went down during COVID, as it did with everybody. We're back into that 50% margin. We see that growing. We assemble the product in Vancouver. We do not manufacture. We use best-in-class partners. A lot of the components come from the States, so we have freight and duty to come to Vancouver, assemble it, ship it back to the U.S. So we see another 10 or 15% additional margin there, which we had previously with the product beforehand. Did about $1.1 million in revenue, 50%, and we have about a $300,000 monthly cost to run the business, so about $900,000 on a quarterly basis. Very effective and very good with our cash management. And we get a 25% deposit at different stages with the sales process, which has helped kept the company on a self-funding basis. As I mentioned earlier, we have some warrants that have a life of about 10 months left that we expect to also get in to help out with working capital. And the cash flow that we do see, as I said, we expect by the end of October to look forward to the next year with enough bookings to be cash flow positive in 2025. And I'm just going to finish up my background, not going back too far, but I was originally with IBM, and then I worked with different partners. I was also with Mohawk Oil. We went public. I was president when we sold it to Husky Oil. And I was then managing director of operations for the Jim Pattison Group for a number of years, managing his 53 active operations. And the reason I'm here is I love being in companies that do something positive for the environment. That's why I was at Mohawk for 10 years. I think there's an opportunity for this organization to change the way we live. We have a significant dream as a team to make a big difference. And we think there's really something here that's going to be just like air conditioning in commercial buildings down the road. You'll have a smart gate because that's a smart thing to do. So on that note, I wanted to keep it brief, just quick highlights, and then give you time to drill in any particular areas or questions you may have. Board of directors, all experienced people, great people that are very committed to the organization with at least 5 years tenure. And Cos Laporta, interesting enough, our chairman, who became one of the senior people in Starbucks, was a person that reported to me at Mohawk. So we've had a long-term relationship and great success with him. On that note, I'll turn it over to questions. Yes?
I've got three questions.
Sure. I'll try to remember three, four I can't. So our technology is based on transformer. What makes ours unique is that it has patented capabilities, a bypass for starters. So what that means is when we, the first generation of product, if it went in your building, if your power went too low, your building would brown out. And transformers in history, that's sort of the bad thing about transformers. They can hurt your building from a power point of view. What's different is we can boost power up, we can take the power down. We affect all appliances in the building. We don't have a direct competitor. When we went and got IKEA across Canada, GSA, City of New York, they all went out to tender worldwide. We do not have a direct competitor at the moment. There are products that Schneider has that are about five times the size, four times the cost, designed for some industrial applications, but you can never get them in a commercial building. And I think that answers most of your questions other than the patented technology we have allows us to do things with the power management rather than just, again, treat the power from a point of view of either too high or too low. There's many different power things that happen in a building that we can address. And, you know, UPS and things go on a particular piece of equipment. I look at us as we're the conductor of the orchestra, and the orchestra is all the different pieces in the building, and we manage those. Other people play each instrument, but we manage them all and have a positive impact on them. Sure. So our base is a capital sale because our history was building the marketplace. We're moving now into recurring. We've got different models from a software perspective. Our first generation of product was very much hardware. This is now more like a Tesla. It's all upgraded by software. So we have different programs for maintenance, different programs that provide different capabilities, and those are on a reoccurring. So we do see reoccurring become much more important for us over the next few years, absolutely. Yes, Brett? Brett? I think the question was, are we working with the different energy efficient programs? Yeah. So. All the incentives we're applicable for, wherever we've gone, as a product and as a company, so the customer can get up to about 35-40% of the capital cost equipment. We're also, a good example is Starlight in Toronto. Their CFO is using all the programs. It has the government accelerated 100% depreciation the first year and getting about a 15% ROI on an annual basis. So, yes, absolutely. Okay. This one here? Yep. Yeah. A lot of numbers, too many numbers, actually. But pipeline, what we look at is actively people we're working with now, about $150 million. We have different scaling of how that opportunity works, but effectively those are people who have shown interest. The 17 deals totaling $7 million are what we're in to close now. We're trying to close those. So that would be something that would be closable within a time frame of expected within 6 months. Means they've got a budget, a time frame, decision maker we're talking to, and they're into the process of making a decision. And it, of those, there's four deals that are all over $1 million. Yeah, so we've been doing that the last couple quarters in bookings, which were the last two quarters we did more in bookings than we did the last 2 years. Most of that will go into revenue in the next 12 months. We'll be around all day. We have some time in the one-on-ones. Again, you've got my information. We'd be happy to follow up with any questions, anything you have. Appreciate your time and attendance. Have a fantastic, legendary day.